Good morning, folks. Rick here. How are we doing this fine and glorious? What is today? Tax day, the 15th.
Woo!
All right, try to contain yourselves, people. It's a rowdy group. I can tell already on a Monday morning at 8 a.m.
Good morning, Rick.
How's everybody doing? Good morning, Maraj. Thank you.
Woo!
All right, I want today to be question day. I want today to, so if you're in an area where, you need to maybe go into a conference room or whatever. I want people to ask me questions today. I got five really good points, but I want you to ask me questions. Also, I've got a huge surprise for you. Some of you may already know this, and the social media will be going out very shortly. Next week, I have a very good friend of mine. I'm going to interview Mr. Matthew Ferry. Hold on one second here, folks. I had to mutify you guys because I was hearing some noise. A lot of people are getting on, which is great. So next week, I have a good friend of mine, Matthew Ferry from California, doing my interview. I wanted him to do it this week, but he's on vacation this week. So this week you get me, and then next week you get him. And then the following week you get Dan Mumigan because I will be on vacation. All right, so remember, you're on a group call. Anyway, so Matthew just finished a book, and it's out, and it's amazing. If you haven't got it yet, you should, called Quiet Mind, Epic Life. It's really good. It is because someone who reads like me and has been on a similar journey to Matthew, although he is, we got to a fork in the road and he went a different, his take, you'll see, is very, very spiritual, very awesome. Quiet Mind, Epic Life. That kind of says it all about how to quiet the mind and not, as a lot of you know, he is the creator and of the Drunk Monkey, which is really cool. If you're not following him on Facebook, he even has a Facebook page called The Drunk Monkey or Matthew Ferry. I love his. I get like a few of them a week describing things that you say to yourself that aren't true. And I'm going to go over all this with Matthew next week. It's going to be great. But, okay, so let's look at this now. Today is April 15th. Once again, I want this to be question day. I want you to ask me questions about what we're doing next, which is five great points on how to maximize, okay, this experience called life, real estate, okay, selling. All that good stuff. I was very fortunate last week that Mark Stark sent me to an event called Realty Alliance, some of the top brokers in the country. And I went representing the company. Usually Mark or Gordon goes to this because it's owner, brokers, presidents. I went as the VP of sales and did a little presentation for them. I didn't even know it was going to be. And I actually won the little presentation. I didn't even know they're having a contest. And I won the little presentation contest, which was a really good bonus. So it was awesome. It was fun. And I think it was because I had a different take on what everybody was talking about being from my position and talking about coaching and training and maximizing people's production. Basically experience. So that's why I came up with these five points for this week as well. Now, remember, I've also muted you all. So if you want to ask questions, which I want you to do this week, you have to hit *6 on your phone. But don't do that now. Do that when we ask questions. *6. Okay. April 15th. What does that mean, folks? I know it's tax day. All your taxes should be done by now. If they're not, get it done. It means that we are, okay, but 2 weeks into the second quarter, too. Okay, so, this is course correction time if you need to. Now, listen, the market, okay, is obviously heated up. You'd have to be living under a rock to have not noticed that, especially the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks, even MSNBC, all these wonderful news agencies, CNN, Fox, ABC, even all of them, and I can't help it when I'm at the gym, but see, all these news things going on, even though I have ESPN on mine, but I do glance at them now and then, and even what they're talking about now as far as the stock markets, interest rates, the economy, even all of them are saying that we're in for a good run, and everything looks really hot right now as far as that goes. So, hey, you're in for a good run. Now, that being said, there's good and bad to that. The good is you're in for a good run. The bad is if you had bad habits, you can hide them a little bit more in a great market. But why would you want to? Remember my example? I work out every day. I eat right. But while no one's looking, I go to a supermarket and I buy a chocolate cake and I eat it in my car while no one's looking. Okay, that's not good. So even though the market's going to be very helpful, you can still have and hide bad habits. Why would you ever do that? Okay? So I want you to ask questions today. I'm going to jump right into this. I'm going to start with kind of a unique point today. And I'm going to say, okay, so how do I increase my existence, my life, my experience? How do I make real estate more fun, more productive? I'm going to tell you that, and this is one that I see people fight all the time. I just wrote it down like this. And I wrote this down while I was flying back from Tennessee. I'm like, I'm going to do this call on Monday with these guys, and I'm going to give them some good points to think about. And the first one is choose your team wisely. Okay, choose your team wisely. I didn't say start a team and start hiring agents. That's not what I said. I said choose your team wisely. Now, what does that mean? Okay, what that means is I'm talking about the person you use for your mortgage. Obviously, I would use, you know, Axia Mortgage. I've used them 3-4 times since I've been in Vegas, and I've had nothing but great experiences. Okay, I'm in Vegas, so, you know, I use the people in Vegas, but we have great people in Arizona. We have great people in California. That's what I would do, because I want somebody on my team that I can trust, even if people that have to have their credit fixed, whatever. And I'm talking about title, too, you, depending on which market you know I'm talking about. It's either Equity or First American Title or Orange Coast or, you know, all those different title companies that we use. Okay, and I'm even talking about my manager, okay? I want to choose my team wisely, which means whoever I'm referring my buyers to, my closings to, whoever I'm talking to about my business, whether it be family members, friends, you know, some of you I talk to, which I take as a compliment, have said to me, you know, Rick, since I've been listening to you, I've changed who I'm hanging around with. That's also what this means. Why in the world would I ever go over my goals with somebody who's just going to shoot holes in it? There's always reasons why. There's always reasons why not. Okay? Being from the Northeast, you know, the Kennedy example. There are those who think they can. There are those who think they can't. They're both right. All right? And it's absolutely true. All right? So choose your team wisely. Talk to the people who will support you as part of that. Run your business plans and join my coaching. Talk to your managers, okay? And then there's also, you know, your team members, meaning mortgage, title, home inspectors, everything, okay? Choose your team wisely. Why make it tougher on yourself, okay? So there you go. That's point number one, choose your team wisely. Anybody have any questions about that one? Don't be shy. Questions, comments, hit *6. We can hear you. Then you can remutify yourself. Okay, I'll keep going. Now, this is a great one, too, here. I wrote it down like this. Be extremely awesome at customer service. And then I wrote down ... satisfaction. Okay, some of us are really good at prospecting. Some of us aren't. But some of us are good at prospecting, but then we don't do a good job customer service. You know, the old saying, if you do a great job, they'll tell 5 people. If you do a terrible job, they'll tell 25 million people and post it all over Facebook, Instagram. Okay? So first off, it's the right thing to do. Think about this for a second. If I have somebody who's entrusting me with their family plans, the sale of their home, the purchase of a new, that is an incredibly, incredibly important, okay, transaction in someone's life. You have an obligation to be absolutely off the charts awesome. I believe that. I've always believed that. The American dream, baby. You're selling the American dream. It doesn't get much better. Okay? Unless you were selling oxygen, which you can't do because it's free. Okay? I'm selling oxygen, baby. That'd be the next best thing you could sell. All right? But you're selling the American dream for people. This is where they raise their families. It's the most important asset that they own. A lot of times the most valuable one. Okay, you have to be off the chart awesome. Plus, when you do that, here's the hidden benefit, you get business from it. It's really another form of prospecting. Okay, first off, it is the right thing to do. Secondly, you will do a tremendous amount of business from this. Okay, so choose your team wisely and be extremely good at customer service. I would even call it maximum satisfaction. I would even say you want to have raving fans. If you haven't read that book, by the way, that's a great book. Raving fans. You want people talking about you, posting on social media. And I'm not, look, I've learned this the hard way, actually, when it comes to social media. A lot of you know this. I was the most anti-social media at first out of probably all my friends, everybody in real estate. I was even a holdout for the iPhone, okay, having everything at your fingertips. I was like, too much for me at first. Now, everything happens extremely fast. Now, when I say do a great job of customer service, I also believe you can edge, push your customers in for helping you with that by posting stuff. You should definitely have Zillow reviews. You should also have them posting stuff and do the videos yourself if you have to, showing customer satisfaction. Someone says to me, well, I feel a little bit like a narcissist. Perfect. Feel a little like a narcissist. Do you have an income aversion problem? Everybody out there that's doing well is showing people how they're doing well. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that in today's world. As a matter of fact, people expect it. Okay, I'm not talking about crazy look at me videos. I'm talking about your customers talking about the experience they just had with you. Hey, we just sold this house. Some of you do a great job of it, and I try to comment as much as I can on those. You should do that. You should absolutely do that. That's what social media is for, and it's free, my favorite price. Okay, so speak extremely good. It starts with, you should be getting repeat and referral business, but you're not going to get any unless you're doing a stellar job. So start off by doing a stellar job. Then, once you've done your job, you can ask for referrals, and I definitely recommend you do that. It's called prospecting, prospecting your sphere. Okay, once again, does anybody have any questions about that one? Questions about extremely good customer service and working it well. Apparently, I am being extremely explanative. Is that a word? I think I just made it up because no one has questions. All right, let's move on here. Next one is show your passion. I love this one, don't you? Show your passion. Look, I was in an event, like I said last week, in Nashville, Tennessee, country music central of the world. Now, country music isn't my favorite music, but I like all music. So I went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. As a matter of fact, we had dinner Thursday night, and it closes at 5, and we started our little party there at 6:30. You can get there at 6:30. The place is closed. It's open just for us, and we went through the Country Music Hall of Fame with almost nobody in it. It was amazing. As a matter of fact, a few of us got locked in. Taylor Swift, has her own little wing of it. And apparently we weren't supposed to be in there, but someone left the door open. So when we went in and the door closed, we were locked in. So we had to knock on the door and get somebody to let us out of there. Locked in the Taylor Swift exhibit. It was crazy. Anyway, that's not why I brought this up, but I thought it was fun. And then we got to walk through the whole place. But when we were sitting there having dinner in the lobby, they had these three people. Okay, now look, check this out. It was so awesome. Especially as somebody that loves music and even writes a little music myself. They had these three people, one woman, two men. Don't remember their names, but here's what I do remember. Between the three of them, all these three do is they moved to Nashville. One of them was 18, one of them was 20, one of them was, they were like late teens, early 20s when they moved to Nashville. They're all in their mid-30s now, okay? And all they do is write music. Miranda Lambert was one of the ones that I remember. Keith Urban. Between the two of the three of them, and the woman just got an Emmy like last week, okay? For the song she wrote that was a number one song. Between the three of them, they had 18 number one hits and 60 top 10 hits. Written for other artists. Now, the reason I bring it up is because every one of them was in Nashville working their butts off, doing little side. They're all, talented musicians too, but not like the people they write them for. So that's why they sell the songs and do very well doing that. And they played their written versions of the songs that you hear on the radio, which was really kind of cool. Okay. And, but what they all said was, okay, because they all look really young. I mean, they're all in their early and mid-30s, but they've been doing this for 15 years, and it's only been the last few years that people have been buying their songs. Before that, pumping it out, being passionate about it, okay, writing songs, and eventually they got a few people to buy their songs, and then it took off, and now they write for, the list went on and on. I'm not a country music person, but they had a whole bunch of people they wrote for. Country music wise. But they had years of grind. See, I believe what Malcolm Gladwell says in those 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours is really, they say, in order to be an expert at your craft, you need 10,000 hours of work, whether it be a musician, songwriter, whether it be a realtor. And that's really 5 years kicking butt, 2,000 hours, which is 1 year full time, right? So can you make money before that time? Yes, you can. But you really have to pay your dues, just like they had to, okay, in order to be a rock star at anything, okay? And I'm going to say that's the beginning. Usually when you see somebody who you've never heard of who's an overnight success, they're usually not an overnight success. Usually there's years and years and years to go into it. So that's why I'm saying show your passion here. You have to be passionate about it. Steve Jobs said the same thing, okay? Usually the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. All right. So you have to be like this. When I got into real estate, it was like there was nothing else I wanted to do. I wanted to get involved in real estate. It was made sense. It was incredibly fun. It was, but it took a while to get good at it. It took a long time. I'm still learning every day. I've been doing this 35 years. I enjoy learning about it every day. Okay. Now, I joke with people, I said, I started when I was 19. What do you know when you're 19? Well, the obvious answer is nothing, unless you ask a 19-year-old, and they'll tell you, I got this. Okay, so it took me a little while to figure out, no, I could probably use some help and figure out how to do this better after making every mistake you could possibly make on the planet by the time I was in my mid-20s in real estate. Okay, so you have to – why did you get into this business? On the days that you don't feel like it, remind yourself why you got into this business, and I'm going to tell you – you know one of my sayings, folks, money makes nothing worse. That's not a shallow statement. It's a fact. The prospecting, the grind, the late nights, when you start making more money because of it, all of a sudden, they're not that bad anymore. But you have to get through the initiation period in order to get there. That's why passion is very important. I think the more passionate you are, the less time it'll take you actually to get there. Okay. It doesn't mean you can make big mistakes, but passion is critically important. Okay, so I've gone through three now. Choose your team wisely. Be extremely awesome at customer service and show your passion. Does anybody have any questions about those three? Don't be shy. I'm doing a fabulous job at explaining these because nobody has questions. That's how I'm taking it, just in case you were wondering. All right, so number four on my list. Work all day. And then I went dot, 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 every day. It's funny because I have this on the Realty Alliance, letterhead that they gave me, a pad of paper. See, work all day, every day. You know, these top brokers that I was with, they work all day, every day. The top agents I coach, they work all – that doesn't mean they don't – I mean, you got to take vacations. You can take weekends. But the days you're working, work. You know, remember 2,000 hours, 10,000 hours to be a rock star, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. If you take those 10,000 hours and then you add in a little audio book, a little, like, physical book reading, listening and reading and physical exercise, by the time you get there, you are so prepared for what's going to happen next. Okay, you will, I think it was Earl Nightingale who said that if you read even a book a month in 5 years, you are the expert in your field. I believe that 100%. I believe that 100%. Now, I'm actually reading books 2 and 3 and sometimes 10, 15 times, okay, because it's tough for me. You know, and I don't say this egotistical. There's a lot of great books out there, but what I want to read and look at, sometimes I'd rather reread one than just read anything. And I have a lot of good books. Like I'm listening to another book right now by The Life of Leonardo da Vinci. A very interesting, people don't realize, dentistry, armed forces stuff. He wasn't just an incredible painter. I mean, stuff about the human body, stuff about flight, stuff about dentistry, stuff about the man was amazing. You have no idea. And if he had these notebooks they found of his, if he had actually published this stuff back then, he would have got credit for a lot of it that he doesn't. Okay, so he's an amazing, unbelievable. I love reading about stuff like that. Crazy stuff. But show your passion, folks, because it's very important. And then obviously working all day, every day is critically important. That means I didn't say you need to work 12, 14 hours a day. I didn't say that. Okay. But I think in real estate, 8 is definitely the foundational. 9 and 10 won't kill you. After that, I think you become less effective. Okay. Because you're just tired. Okay. So work all day, every day. Does anybody have any questions about that? Questions about, I'm talking about, I have a schedule and I follow it. Like, for instance, and there he goes. Look, he can't go a whole call without saying, yes, sir, go ahead.
This is Robert. How are you doing?
Hey, Robert. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, about just what you're talking about, work all day, every day, and I heard you say we're not talking about 10 hours a day. So I've got several new agents up here in the office that are starting to get busy, and some of them are getting real busy, and they're kind of getting overloaded, and I'm trying to kind of calm them down and make them pace themselves a little bit just so they can get things handled. And I think there's a common misconception. People think they can multitask, and in actuality, if they just do one task at a time and finish it, it's faster.
Right. Totally agree.
And so I've had these thoughts in my head just because I always look at like sports compared to business. And one of the things that I learned a long time ago in cycling is if you want to go fast, you have to learn to go slow sometimes.
Right.
And I totally agree. I remember looking at other things I was talking about in this movie. There was a marksman, and he says, you have to be smooth. Smooth is fast. And
yeah.
It all kind of goes together. And I'm trying to help the agents learn that, hey, you don't have to run around with your head chopped off. You just do one task at a time and go from one to the other.
Yep.
And like you said, you have to take a break. You have to eat. You have to, you know, go to bed at a decent hour and not stay up all night worrying about it. So I just wonder what maybe comments you might have on somebody that's just getting busy and they're getting overwhelmed and how to help them out.
Such a great question, Robert. Okay, so and thanks for bringing it up. And you know what? I was just having that same conversation with one of our top producers on one of my coaching calls this morning. And I'm going to say this, okay? I had the same conversation with two producers this morning. Is this okay? First off, when you're brand new, you think you have to work with everybody. That's not the case. Well, you know, I'm brand new. I can go up and practice. No. You know, either they're a buyer or they're not. So I find a lot of times new agents, they want to work with 87 buyers at once. Well, you can't work with more than two or three at once and do a good job. So like you said, Robert, pick one or two, three max, sell them something, follow up with the other people, but then, you know, so you always want to have two or three people you're working with, but you don't need 87. Like when people come, I have 15 people come to my open house. I'm deciding which one or two are going to follow the system and work with me, not 15. I can't work with 15 people. So you can't drink out of a fire hose is what I would tell them, Robert. Pick who you're going to work with, sell them something, then move on to the next one. And in this market that we're heading into that's going to be incredibly crazy, the second and third quarter, you know, you can hide some bad habits. I don't recommend you do that. So the key is you still have to be proactive and commit. And that was going to be my next point. You still have to be proactive and talk to people, whether it be, you know, expireds, FSBOs, your sphere, all the above, do some social media, direct messaging, do all of it. Okay. Because I'm telling you, all of it works, but I can't just be running around with buyers. Even if I'm new, I've got to be spending some time. So like you said, Robert, slow down and speed up. Talk. If I have 10 buyers I can possibly be working with, I'm going to have the whole conversation with all 10 of them to figure out which one, two, maybe three are going to follow the system. And now I know I'm not going to be wasting my time. And even more importantly, I can be servicing them the way I should be able to. Make sense? All right, cool. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for bringing that up. That's a really, really good point. So work all day, but work smart. Busy isn't always productive. Productive means I'm talking to people who are actually going to buy. Like buyers buy. Lookers look. And lookers are really obvious in the way they are. Okay? Buyers act totally different. Okay? They like buy. and they ask questions consistent with buying. They'll get pre-qualified. They'll follow a system. They'll sign a buyer-broker agreement. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, they will. Okay, that's my qualification process. People say, well, how do you get them to sign one? Because you have to hire me. So simple. You got to hire me. You want me to work for you? Hire me. Well, the other agent, well, you know, I can't answer for the other agents. I don't consider it ethical working for somebody until you've hired me, because I can't treat you the same, and I don't want to do that to you. Do you want me to do that? Treat you like a customer, and when you can be my client? Why would you ever want to do that? That doesn't make sense. Plus, with a buyer, they don't pay anything until they don't even pay. Technically, they don't pay anything. It comes out of the closing. It's the easiest selling. It's like selling oxygen. Once again, okay, it should be easy to get somebody to sign one. Okay, enough about that. Hey, by the way, I am doing success series, okay, this week in Nevada, right here at the St. Rose office, next week in Arizona, Monday through Friday, once again, the new and approved, all new book, everything. Okay, next week at the Kierland office, this week at the St. Rose office. So I don't care if you're one day in the business or 100 years in the business, you should be coming to this at least once a year, and twice definitely won't kill you. Okay, so there we go. Work all day. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for the question. Any other questions before I give you the last point, folks? Any other question? And I'm going to tell you something. This next statement I'm going to make, be on the call next week, because this is what we're going to be talking about a lot. Stay in the present moment. Okay? That's why it's so important. Okay? It's so important for you guys, okay, to have a detailed time block schedule so you can be where you are. People, that sounds so simple. It does sound simple, but it's not that. Like common sense today isn't that common, even though it's common sense. Okay, staying in the present moment sounds like a no-brainer, but it really takes effort because we have minds that are 24/7. We have, you know, news feeds that are 24/7. We have our phone available to. You got to stay in the present moment by being where you are. Okay, it's very simple. It's a very simple concept that's not easy to do. Okay, that's why it's very important for you guys to be on the call next week. I would definitely recommend you read Matthew's book, okay, Quiet Mind, Epic Life. And I would also recommend, you know, like The Power of Now is another book that's really good about that. Okay, so there we go. Okay, does anybody have any questions for me of the five points I just gave you? Don't be shy. Choose your team wisely. Be unbelievably awesome at customer satisfaction. Show your passion. People love your passion. It's very obvious. When people want to buy or sell, you need to be passionate. It's almost like you can't go over and be a welcome mat. Why would they ever list with you? Okay? Work all day. Every day you're working. Just on the days you're working, no, not on the days you're not. And then stay in the present moment. Okay? No questions. All right, folks, let's do this, okay? I will be doing this again in exactly 1 week. We have a tremendous interview. You guys are the best. Keep it rocking. We'll do this again in exactly 1 week. Woo! Go get them, folks. Thank you.